As promised, here's the conclusion of the November 2 episode of the TNT podcast.
This is TNT.
Da-da-da-da-da. What's a tutubi?
Tutubi.
Tutubi.
I was like, okay, you need to...
Speaking of culture, so local culture, family culture, I did not grow up eating that green water spinach.
Kangkong?
Kangkong.
Really?
Why?
Shell. You are shell.
I know why. It's hugo for you.
Very hugo where I live.
Yeah, I know.
Where do you live?
In Capivangelista before.
So okay.
Usually you see Kangkong in the canal.
I get that.
It's always in the canal, and it's always in the back of the barracks canal where even the water smells off shit.
Okay.
So the only time I get in...
The only creature that eats that is your pigs.
Pigs.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that.
So, and then just to be safe, our maid would sometimes cook it before serving it to the pigs with the tahok.
I know.
Right?
But so, it gets you paranoid, even if it's from Carmen Market.
Exactly.
Because you don't know where it's from.
The whole house has made it, a little bit.
The written rule, you don't do tangkong.
Yeah. Up until probably high school when it became abundant in grocery stores. And then we thought that
this... We've always gotten that somewhere clean.
They're not going to get it from the freaking canal.
I actually asked,
where do you get this? They get us from the farm. It does not grow. Apparently,
farm or when
it can grow on dry.
When there was no
it needs water.
When there was no Limket Kai Mall yet.
That's Kangkongan.
Yeah, you get it there. It's clean.
Yeah,
it can grow in moist soil, but not does it does not have to be in water.
Because in Lagonglong, in our property in Lagonglong, we have this little. Yeah, you've seen our creek, right?
A corner somewhere where you have it?
No, it's a creek and then it goes directly, Bukana is going out to sea, right? So before it goes out to sea, it kind of puddles into this small pond. So it grows kangkong, like a lot of it. But we don't eat it. We usually feed it to the goats, to the sheep, to the baka.
But that's clean.
It's clean.
That's
clean.
Okay. Yeah. That's not the one that's
being farmed.
That's
not the one being farmed, though. Sisto Sumihas is saying you.
That's the problem. That's the problem number one with gathering
from water.
Yeah. Number two, try to imagine the price of kangkong if it's water intensive.
True.
And it's in a farm.
Yeah, okay.
So low price.
It's okay to get pregnant. Problem is, you're a guy. I was like, oh shit.
Even my
you're
mom
a guy.
Right now.
Sistuna buang.
My mom, up until 2 days ago, which is the last time we had kangkong. Uh-huh. She still splits the stalks in half to check for worms.
Yeah.
Which is making the whole thing a lot more complicated. It was like, we don't belong in that age anymore. But I grew up doing this. I just want to do this.
Because you got used to it.
Like I remember growing up, so my grandmother has a small cattle ranch up in Bulingasag. Every time we have a party, they usually send the drivers and some of the guys to, get the beef or get some pigs to bring back to Cagayan. So they could, make kumba on one side, make caldereta or on one side, or machado or some of the shit. Or, we get the legs, we make it into lechon baka.
See, but that, the whole thing. The kind of stories that Booby makes does not qualify him to be in the same level as us. Right? We're talking about slaughtering dogs. He's talking about sides of beef and...
So,
okay.
I keep on going with them, like the official cook, because we have he's only there for big parties, fiestas, and, someone dies, someone gets married, they call him. So, we go to Bulingasag every time he's there, so he could pick out, so he could cut he could butcher the meat himself, so he knows which part goes where. And then one day, I think I was about... I think I was about 8 years old, 7 or 8. And then he goes like, gusto ka ikaw maglublub. It wasn't like a huge cow. It was like more like a calf. So
tuna.
I was like, they call it lublub.
What? Early afternoon, late afternoon?
No, it was morning.
Morning. What? Usually happens in the morning.
Okay.
So you can have the rest of the day cooking and
cleaning and cooking. Right, so anyway, So they started me off with the chickens and with the pigs, and eventually I went up to the
bigger four-legged animals. Yeah,
can't do it.
You can't.
I cannot.
I couldn't even kill a goat. Like,
really?
They give me a chance to.
I couldn't kill
because
a chicken.
The way they kill goats, my uncles back in the day, I was like, they ram a bottle of vinegar.
Yeah, that's all you do.
I can never do that, dude.
Why?
I can never do that.
We let them drink the what? It goes, takes the spell away.
I can never do that. But
the problem with goat?
I am so looy to the goat.
The problem with goat, if you don't do that, you don't get them somehow drunk.
Mm-hmm.
If you slaughter them, they tend to
tense. They don't bleed out.
They tend to tense up. Aside sa anghit, the meat is really tough.
Yeah, I know.
So they have to be relaxed.
I know.
That's why.
That's why the vinegar.
That hence the vinegar.
And
with the cows, with the cattle, that's why they sever the spine,
mm-hmm.
in order to.
So you enjoy your T-bone steak.
So that you're incapacitated by severing the electrical signals that goes through the rest of the body.
You can't.
That I draw the line.
Give me a gun.
Like, I eat.
Yeah, but we don't have that thing.
Dogs
that,
back in the day, but with goats. I can never do
since
it. I can hear their cries.
Since I was 8 years old.
It haunts me.
I can't do the whole stabby thing at the neck. So what they did was they tied the calf down and made a little slit on the neck.
And then they tell you to just follow the fucking cut.
They go like, all right, so put your finger in, look for like...
the carotid artery.
The artery.
Just pull it out.
And then he takes his finger like it's like it's about this thick.
Yeah, make sure you cut it.
And then they took it out and then they go like, kwatong kaldiro. Potla and then he shot. I never knew how the pressure.
Yeah.
It was strong. I've seen it done many times, but I never realized until I.
You know what I'm used to? Cutting chicken's crown. No? For fighting cocks?
Yeah. And then you feed it to them.
That one I can handle because I grew up with that.
And then you feed it to them, right?
Yeah, you feed it to them, and then you cut it, and I usually hold until I got to a point where. I'm the one holding the blade and then cut them because they that's their graduation rites for them to be fighting cocks. That's part of the whole deal. That one I can handle, but goats with vinegar and then them crying, can never do that. And then they dogs, you hit them with the slab. That's just not for me.
When I was the last house or the last boarding house or the
I never
the
killed
last,
a dog though. I never killed a dog.
Yeah, me too.
Me too.
Yeah. I never slaughtered a dog.
The last apartment that I was in Cebu had a bunch of goats. So we're talking about 10, 15 goats in a paddock right outside the apartment. And I happened to take liking to this newborn kid, this goat. That's light brown that I would groom on Saturdays and Sundays. I would really, you know, look for fleas and stuff and then
teach him the ropes. Like, you're going to be a CSR superstar one of these days.
Yeah, because, the freaking goat looks cute. So I started care for it. And then when it really came to the point where the owner of that goat, before he was slaughtered, actually came up to me and said, pass the sentence. It's like, Yeah, I mean, not my goat.
You should have told him, like, tagay ko sa itlog, iputo sa saging, down saging, and then isugba. That's what I get every time they slaughter a goat. That's my share.
Why?
I never eat any part of the goat while I was growing up.
Why?
Except the eggs.
Damn.
The eggs.
The cajones?
Yeah, the cajones.
Why?
They wrap it with banana leaves.
Yeah, okay.
And then grill it, and then gives it to me. I don't even share that with anyone, dude. I eat it all by myself.
Really?
All of it. Yeah.
So that explains your libido.
I wouldn't know about that, but dude, I remember vividly that.
So you're not little man where it matters.
That's what I had. When it comes to goats.
Saw, I think your uncle saw like this guy's not going to grow up pretty tall, so let's give him the balls.
It was
my
grandpa that taught me that it was a ultimate thing that you have that. It's recently where I have this caldereta. Caldereta. That's gold,
in
right?
Oklahoma, Rocky Mountain oysters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Caldereta is goat, right?
Well, caldereta could be anything. It's just a way
only
of
recently where.
Well, it's more appropriate to goat.
Yeah, it's more.
It's only recently where goat meat I eat, and then it's caldereta and everything. Mm. Before, I never bothered, like the whole caldero that they're cooking, I never bothered with that shit. It was a grilled goat's.
Testicles.
Yeah, that's it. That's what
I
eat.
What does it taste like?
I still remember it. I can't describe it, but
it's supposed to be gelatinous.
If it's served, I'd
eat know.
It. I'd know, yeah. I'd know for sure.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be gelatinous.
It's like human
brain. Let's talk to the alphabet people. It's how like balls eating, taste like.
You'd probably right now, where I am in life, I'd probably feel like Hannibal Lecter eating that shit. Yeah. But yeah, I mean,
gay people, what this balls taste like?
Yeah, you don't chew it.
Yeah, I eat goat's balls.
Salty.
So I'm an alphabet freaking guy.
No, yeah. I think your grandfather saw that this guy's not going to grow up pretty tall. So
let's dilute the guy a little bit. Tone him down.
No chance with the lens. Let's go for girth.
Tone him down a little bit. Give him fucking goat's testicles.
Let's give him something else to worry about. Just, proud about.
Get him to get toned down a little bit.
Going back to the alphabet people, that story you told me about Corpus Christi about...
Oh, the kids?
So it's becoming common inside the school?
It's becoming a little
that you introduce thing. Yourself? Hey, my name is Peter. I'm...
He, him?
Really?
There are some kids that I've heard that they consider themselves...
So, but it's all he, him,
no, but she, there her. Are some kids that I've heard that consider themselves as a non-binary. There was a pansexual.
McCoy, I hope you're not, you know, encouraging this.
I don't think anybody would...
I don't think he has a choice.
Because I know one of the schools here. Thankfully, we don't owe it anymore.
Huh? TLC? What about it?
We don't owe it anymore.
Well, they're not called TLC anymore.
Yeah,
why? What about the school?
They came up with this ad where they have
a school uniform thing.
School uniform thing. I sent that to you.
Yeah.
I go like, how far have they fallen?
Jeez.
So both the models, the girl uniform model is trans.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
I think I sent it to you guys. I go like, what happened?
Well, as much as I love you, Boo, I'm not sending my kid to that school.
I don't want it. The family doesn't. That's why we sold it long ago. Whatever happens to them now, it's all on them, not on me.
So it's not going to be subject of a school meeting anymore. Okay,
no,
it's going to be a family meeting.
No,
okay.
None of us are left in the board. No, but it surprised me. I'm like,
damn it!
I don't.
Playing from Little Man Lion.
Can you?
Shut up, Alexa.
Alexa, stop.
Good.
Okay. I mean, I don't really. Go ahead. I mean, by all means, you know. But if you if you're the school itself and you encourage these things, I mean, it's just a little too much. I know. We sound a little old and not sensitive enough for the now, but that's just a little too extreme for my tastes.
What? What's too extreme for your tastes?
I mean, you encourage your students to cross-dress. Well, normally, I wouldn't mind.
If they cross-dress, you just don't stop them from doing it. If you encourage, that's a different thing.
Yeah, but I'm okay.
The point is, they go like, "Oh, this is acceptable now."
That's fine, but you don't encourage like because it's acceptable. You go, it's okay to do that. No,
that's what exactly that ad says.
What like
that we accept it?
We accept it, and you do it.
You do it. It's fine.
Fuck. What? They should fire their marketing head then.
That's what I'm saying.
What the hell?
Because I remember. With our company before, where we used to work.
Earn your back keep. That's what the rap song said. Earn your keep.
Back in the early 2000s, they did encourage, they didn't stop the alphabet people from cross-dressing. It's just that their only request
was, if you pee standing up, don't wear a skirt. That was their only request. They don't care if you wear a blouse. If you're a guy and then you wear a blouse or a ladies top, fine. But the thing is, if you pee standing up, this is how they worded it. If you pee standing up, don't wear a skirt. So everything else, fair game.
Check you in the restroom.
So everything else is fair game. Yeah. And then they warned me about this one girl/guy.
Well, let's make this clear. Is it a girl/guy or guy/girl?
Guy/girl.
Okay.
You warned me about her. Like, if you see her, ay, okay, lad. And then they saw her in the bathroom. No, she was pretty. No, what I mean is, of course, I know. But, you know, if you're...
Should go into fencing mode now. That's what happened to Jeffrey. Oh, no, not Jeffrey. Jennifer.
Jennifer who?
Laude.
Oh, her.
So if you guys are wondering what happened, here's my piece. Didn't tell the guy
that she was he.
Did most of the deed inside the club when they went home or they went to the hotel, took it off, and it began swinging. Guy got mad, killed him.
He got mad because they already done the deed.
Oh,
he found out after Jennifer went in the bathroom, took a bath, got out, and then started swinging. And they go like, something's wrong here. That's what got him pissed.
Yeah. So that's another thing you need to be aware of.
Any guy would probably do the same. I remember it was a huge case back in the day. It was a huge case. And everybody was like... You shouldn't do that because they're just visiting, so they should. I was like, dude, you technically made Elad to the guy.
Exactly.
I mean, it's okay if you were just dancing, kissing, and then all of a sudden he punches you because you. But they've already done it. They got into the room. From what I remember in the court case, his testimony was like, oh, that's why she didn't, because he was wondering why she didn't agree to a vaginal insertion.
What vaginal insertion are you talking about?
When Jennifer goes like, oh, just put it in my other hole, not because, like, you know.
Okay.
And then, you know, a hole's a hole. To a drunk guy, a hole's a hole.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with enough lubricant.
It was more of like an insult.
That's what I'm saying.
He was probably ashamed of the fact that he got duped into
it. Yeah.
So he killed. And if I was the judge, I'd let him off.
In a fit of rage, yeah.
Because it's just not proper.
I equate it to a no is a no.
Yeah. So
let's say, for example, we agreed, we made out. I go into third base. I try to go into fourth base. And if a girl says no, and you push it, that becomes rape.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. What happened to someone?
Even if it's a prostitute.
Yeah. So same thing.
That's literally happened to someone we know.
Yeah.
Huh?
That's what happened to him.
Him?
Him.
Mm-hmm.
Who him?
I'll tell you later.
Okay. So same thing. I mean, if you dress up like a girl and you know I'm heterosexual.
Yeah. Why would you pick a heterosexual if you're a fucking trans?
See, that's the thing with the alphabet people here in the Philippines. I don't know why.
Exonerate that guy from getting so mad in the fit of rage that he killed whatever. It's
Jennifer.
Yeah,
that's on the same spectrum to me as rape is. You need to tell me, because by the time the act is consummated, and then only then I find out that you're not.
I'll kill you.
Because the kind of feeling that I would have would be like that.
From what that.
Because in other countries, gay people go after gay people.
Other gay people,
straight people go after straight people. That's how it's supposed to be.
I don't know what...
In the Philippines, gay people idolize straight people, getting these fantasies that the straight guy is going to go fuck him in the ass. What the fuck is wrong with this country, man? When is that going to happen?
I had an agent.
It does on a regular basis because these fucking losers actually needed money. And let these fucking gay ass guys fuck him in the ass.
Here's the thing. It's okay. I mean, if you want,
and they think that's okay.
No, I can respect that. You know, what I mean is,
like a straight guy getting fucked by a gay guy. No,
because he needs money. So. I can respect that.
Yeah, he needs money. You know, he rents a service. Gay guy believing everything is okay because of that thing.
No,
that's not cool.
I mean, what I mean is, you know, if women can do it, why can't some other guys do it?
The moment you get fucked in the ass by the same sex, you're fucking gay, dude. That's what I think.
No, the minute that you enjoy.
No, fuck enjoy. The moment the fucking thing goes in your butt, all bets are off. You're fucking gay.
I understand people.
Believe it or not, here's the fucking sad reality. No. You're fucking gay the rest of your life.
No, I mean, if you're pushed into
unless
doing
you got
that
raped because
money.
You dropped the fucking soap, that's the only exception in my book.
Speaking of
drop the soap, you get fucked in the ass, you're okay, you're still straight. So long as you don't do it again.
Speaking of getting
unless
fucked
you start
in the
enjoying
ass.
It.
Yeah, and then you enjoy it and go looking for it. Fuck you.
Speaking of getting screwed in the ass, there was a report on the news a couple of days ago.
Mm-hmm.
A few days ago.
Mm-hmm.
That there's a guy who went to the cops and complained. That he got raped.
Gay guy complained.
By five gay guys.
Holy fuck.
Really?
He's a straight guy?
Apparently.
And then he was raped by five gay guys.
The scenario was they invited...
What happened? What happened?
They invited a few people because I think...
He invited a few people.
No. Three of those, the one who raped him,
mm-hmm.
three of those were running for office in the barangay election.
On Monday.
On Monday, this coming
in my barangay.
Somewhere in okay. Bulacan or Batangas.
Oh, in Bulacan.
Bulacan, Batangas. One of those B provinces.
B provinces, B Bayot provinces.
Yeah, anyway, so he went to the cops. He was all in like a hoodie. He had like a mask on, shades on. They masked his voice. I mean, like everything you do to you know not get into alias someone like this, and then he was like. Itinbitahan po kami kasi meron po daw meeting by tungkol sa election, so this and that. So
water, please.
Pumunta kami.
And then nag-iinuman daw sila after the whole seminar. Mm-hmm. They got invited to because they got like a room with a pool, so they got invited to like a drinking session, and then he got tipsy daw, so he goes like, pasok muna ako sa room kasi magpapahinga lang.
See, that makes you gay. You fucking straight-ass guy. Pasok muna ako sa room. What the fuck is that? Me? I go out drinking. I don't go to a room. I sit there and drink and be a man and then go home.
We're talking about the Gen Z kid here.
Oh,
they can't hold their liquor. Anyway, so... I think he was too drunk, and then there was like five of them, so he couldn't really fight it off. And then his friend got in the room, saw what happened, pulled him out, and then
the dick was in his butt.
A couple of days later, I think he couldn't take it anymore. He was like, I'm reporting this to the cops, so they went
but
to the cops.
But the dick was inside his asshole.
They didn't go that far, but he said like, I got raped, so I'm thinking that something did go up.
Oh shit,
crawl up
that's
in
so
there.
Embarrassing.
I know.
Why would you let a dick inside your asshole if you're a straight
raped.
Guy?
You got raped.
Right? In short, in our lingo, with us being these old in the world, danghag ka ni Malaga. Right? I mean, what the fuck is wrong with you?
But you rarely hear these things. You only hear it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because. People like Ryan and Jesse exist where if you tell anybody else, you're going to get laughed at.
We're going to laugh at you for a year. And then we're going to laugh at you for another 10 years.
No, that's
and
what,
then we
what
start
I mean
doing
is,
something
I mean is,
about it after that.
What I mean is, see,
and if
it
you
happens.
Give birth to somebody, then we're going to ask that somebody, imong papa katong
gilubot. And then we're going to laugh at you some more. What the fuck is wrong with the world, man?
What I mean is,
jeez,
it happens to guys also.
What do you mean it happens to guys? It doesn't happen to guys. It happens to stupid people. You mean
that's what I'm saying.
It doesn't
is,
matter if it's a guy or a girl. It happens to just stupid creatures.
I mean, nobody wants to get forced into sex. I don't know if
they're humans or animals or
all
whatever.
I'm saying is nobody wants to get forced into sex.
Yeah.
No, nobody wants to get fucked in the ass if you're a guy. If you're a straight guy, you don't want to get fucked in the ass.
I can tell that no woman has gone through hole number two for you.
Fuck you. Yeah, no way, man. I'm too straight to be getting that shit. We have a friend that enjoys that shit, not me. Right?
That's why I know that you haven't tried it.
I'm going to keep my peace.
Ah, shit, dude. No.
You wouldn't know joy until...
I know the sensation. I know the principle behind it as well. So forget about it. I mean, I'm not judging you guys if you get a kick out of it.
All I'm saying is you should be the first to know because you suffer from...
No kick shaming here.
Nah. I'm not taking it against you, but me, it's the principle behind it. All right, forget about it. I don't want to cover all bases just to tell you that I've experienced all pleasure and all that shit. Forget about it. It's the principle behind the whole thing. Leave that department out of the whole thing.
As my ex-girlfriend once said, you should be open to new experiences.
Screw that. Screw that. No. Not really, man.
Now you know who's Catholic in this group.
No way, dude. You touch that shit, it hits me, I feel it, I call it fucking sodomy, man. I'm gonna send you to fucking hell, man. No. Exactly. No, man, no.
Oh my God.
Yeah, no way, dude. Not me.
I have to say it.
Do it to the dogs, dude.
Damn, I didn't know you were that conservative, right?
I'm the one servicing the account, by the way, all right?
Yeah, I know you.
Thank you very much.
I know you're the one servicing the account.
I service the account. I don't get service. I don't get service, period.
It's quid pro quo.
Nah. No way, man. You don't even get to tickle it, dude. No, I so service the account, the period.
Wait, what the heck? So...
What?
Somebody's wife loves to plunge her fingers into it while doing the deed.
I stop them from doing it before they even start. Yeah. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
So you stopped?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, I don't like that shit. Let's do something else.
With her, yeah. I also didn't.
Yeah.
Not with her.
I was like, what the fuck is that? And I'm not into that shit. Okay. And these people understand. Once you tell them...
Yeah, the nice thing about women is they know when... Yeah. If you say no...
I was like, I'm not into that shit. Yeah. Let's do something else.
They respect your...
She understands I'm into, like... Well, let's call it, like, manly, like, guy things. Call it boring and normal and usual. Fuck you. I don't care.
Trust me, right? I've known you for more... Yeah. The better part of 20 years. There's nothing normal about what you do.
Oh, well.
Except for that. All right.
I had my... Not even reputation to uphold. Mm-hmm. Fuck that shit. Nobody's going to know about it anyways. It's just preference-wise, nah, I'm not into that shit. Sorry, man. Okay, for the benefit of those listening to the episode, why don't you tell them what we're talking about? Because it's been going like, what, fucking 10 minutes?
I'm not going to repeat myself.
That's like 10, 20 minutes, dude.
No.
You're probably wondering, what the fuck are these guys talking about?
Nah, it's just that. Just say goodbye.
Nah, you guys figure it out.
Say goodbye.
You guys figure it out. We're done with the episode. Dude. Sometimes the greatest excuse would probably, or probably safest would be, it's a fucking principle behind it, all right? I mean, you know, Jesus, dude.
You're not into chocolate, are you?
No.
How'd that song go again? Chocolate starfish?
Oh, shit, dude.
Oh, no.
He's not a Hershey lover.
Nah,
okay.
Nah. I've been to Hershey Park, by the way. I'm a spectator, right? Get me a good spot. Get me my popcorn.
Sorry to God.
I'll enjoy watching it.
Sorry to God. If we had phone cameras...
back in the day.
Back in my day.
Thank you very much.
Jesus, man. That would have been crazy.
I probably would have been one of the first to film stuff.
Pornhub would have given me a whole lot of money.
We would probably have invented Pornhub to start off.
Speaking of Pornhub, millionaires.
Is Pornhub still earning anything?
Yeah.
Because, like, personally, I never even go to their website anymore.
I haven't.
In the last year or so.
In several months, I haven't.
Good for you, months. Me, 2-3 years.
You know what I miss about Pornhub, though?
What?
It's how diversified they are.
Ah, whatever, dude.
There's a purely Japanese site that I found that's free.
I know. AV.
I go specifics now. So if they can create like an algorithm to take care of that one, or probably we can, like specifics. Like me, I go specifics. I type.
Pornhub is fairly specific.
No. I never go Pornhub.
So you want an overweight midget? They got it.
No. What I do is go to like a conventional search engine.
See, that's why. I mean,
or like a social media platform.
HBO and Netflix, the way they present their titles, they could learn a thing or two from Pornhub.
Just like powerlifting midget.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
You don't have to go to Pornhub to go for a overweight midget. All you have to do is go on Facebook and search Avaya.
Well, I don't know about these things, man. But what I'm saying is, with all search engines going, giving you everything now.
Yeah.
I'm amazed Pornhub is earning anything.
They still earn a lot there.
Yeah. I don't even download porn anymore. I mean, dude, me?
I have downloaded porn in years.
On the planet at one time.
Yeah, I know about
for
years.
The most number of gigs of porn downloaded.
I remember how many spindles of blank CD and DVDs you got.
Well, with the speed of the internet nowadays, you don't have to. You don't have to. I mean, if you want to, where do you go?
For your, because me, it's not only like not even downloading because it's there, but I don't even go looking for it anymore.
So the last thing is,
I don't even look for it anymore.
No, the last time I went there is because somebody I saw on Facebook, you know, said that she is a porn star. This is her name. It's like, ooh.
And there's a Pornhub account.
I mean, and I don't know who she is.
All right.
So I looked it up on Pornhub, found a couple of...
You should have gone to Reddit. That's your mistake.
Why?
Everything's on Reddit, man.
Well, I don't do porn on Reddit.
Dude, what the fuck are you talking about?
If I want to do porn, I go to Pornhub.
Real porn now is on Reddit, not on Pornhub.
You don't do porn on Reddit, but you do porn on Telegram.
You missed that.
Yeah, because it's a feed. If it's something similar to Pornhub. Yeah, like if you don't want to watch
porn-wise, it. Porn-wise, you find everything on Reddit first before you go to any other rabbit hole. Yeah, everything is on Reddit. Somebody you don't recognize.
Stop
and
checking out porn while we're talking.
You suspect that somebody has an OnlyFans account? You go to Reddit and verify.
I go to Google.
Okay.
What?
I go to Google.
Go to Reddit. It's there. Google doesn't show you anything. Reddit will show you.
Oh, you don't know
how
to search for Google in Google.
No, I do. But Reddit's better.
Okay. The one thing I hate about Reddit is because they can check what you...
Screw that. So what?
Okay.
Who cares? You're freaking 40 years old, man.
Google has incognito.
So? Yeah. I know about incognito and everything, but... Yeah, you're at this age where you don't really give a shit. What? It's like I'm in my 50s. What am I supposed to search? Like a fucking popsicle? Right? There better be naked women somewhere. I'm fucking 50. I don't have a lot of time in the world. Right?
You're in your prime.
Okay, prime. See? Oh, that's even worse. You're in your prime. You're giving me popsicle, you fucking idiot.
You know what they say? 50 to 30.
Nah, yeah. Now 50 is the new 40. 40 was the new whatever.
50 is the goddamn 50.
Yeah, I think the guy that's coining that fucking thing is as old as we are. Because, like, look at the age.
They're older.
They're probably older, yeah.
Wishing that they were 50.
Exactly. I was like, 50 is the new 20s. I think, what the fuck is going on?
So, apparently.
Kill your pet and enjoy the meal.
apparently, Misamis Oriental is the fourth in the Philippines when it comes to sugar daddy, sugar baby active members.
That was a long time ago.
Not worth it.
That survey was a while.
Yeah, but we're on the top five, baby. And racial-wise?
Even preachers here spend millions on women, man.
Bastards! $3 million in 3 years! Way to go!
Fucking loser move, man. They should have gotten into the job we had back in the day. They wouldn't have had to spend like millions. Oh,
I mean,
man.
Kill for
if
pussy.
You guys knew what we did back in the day.
Kill for pussy.
Exactly. What the fucking loser,
why?
Right? Think about that. You kill for pussy.
I mean, pay for pussy, probably, but
nice.
Kill for pussy?
I pay for pussy, fine. Kill for pussy?
Come on.
What the fuck is that?
That better
dude?
Be. That,
Jesus.
That better be like grade A gold line. Doom.
And the guy is.
Give a tip.
And the guy is probably younger than we are, right?
Yeah, way younger.
The boyfriend?
Yeah.
No. The guy who got arrested.
Oh, yeah. The gunman?
Probably younger or our age. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Where was this guy 30 years ago? He was probably like a fucking makililimo somewhere in
probably
Lusoria.
Attending, joining our club events and then jacking off in the corner.
Yeah, and then tried to study the Bible and everything and then twisted the whole fucking thing. Because he created a congregation of 1,000. That's just it. He just had 1,000. Consistently 1,000 in Lapu-San.
Oh, that's enough to. Yeah, well,
I'm not saying he's guilty, and I'm not saying he actually did it, but.
But it's enough to give him $3 million in 3 years.
No, that's allegations. I mean, these things are not proven. These things are.
Yeah, I mean, allegedly. But,
allegedly, yeah. But, so let's say allegedly, because let's just be technical about the whole thing. Okay. Allegedly and everything. Like, if I was the guy who actually ordered somebody to get killed because I'm going out with his girlfriend, what the fucking loser are you, man? I was like, get yourself another girl, dude. Why would you kill somebody else's girlfriend because you can't have the girl?
If you're one of those people, get in touch with us. We'll hook you up.
Yeah. Dude, get into radio and be cool. Right? Like, what the fuck's wrong with you, man?
Our time has passed.
Yeah, but then again, these people.
But then again, nobody really replaced it, so.
True, exactly. Nobody else is even better than us until today. Not even today. That's the sad reality.
Right.
So the thing is, yeah, too bad, man. Get into radio. Be cool about the whole thing. You don't have to kill anybody because somebody else's girlfriend decided not to go out with you anymore. What the fucking loser, right? I mean, think about it. If the guy, whoever killed, ordered the killing because of a fucking love triangle is listening to the show, I was like, you're a fucking loser, man.
They don't allow computers in jail.
Probably has a phone because he's a freaking pray over guy.
Okay.
Yeah, he probably prays over and a phone pops up just like that.
Well, his prayers didn't do shit for him not getting arrested.
Idiot mayoralty candidate even got him as one of his candidates to run for the council spot.
Shit.
And now everybody was like distancing themselves away. Like, she was a former ally and all that. Right? I'm not going to mention which mayor, though. But you know which city he was preaching his fucking bullshit, right? Mm-hmm. See, no names. That's the thing. Even the mayor of whatever town or city can't even sue us because we're not naming names. We're not pinpointing anything. But, yeah, I can't even say, like, dude, you're too fucking soft and weak for a mayor. And I didn't mention if it's a municipality or a freaking city or whatever. So, right?
Yes, right.
It's interesting.
On that note.
What? You don't want to get sued?
No.
Next episode, we're going to get to. Okay.
Let's buy a watch.
Buy a watch.
I'm going to get me a watch. So, yeah.
So we're going to say goodbye?
Yeah, because I don't want to spend $1 million for another girl. My wife is enough.
Exactly.
Dude, she's worth like so much more.
Exactly.
Right. She's spending so much more. Sorry, I said worth. Yeah. No, spending so much more. We gotta survive this business by spending so much more. So that's exactly what she's doing. Come so
on. You don't have to upstage Jesse. He was their regular what? In-house man whore.
Yeah. Man, I can't compare. I'm cheap.
Dude, we're too old to be fantasizing about other things. We're too fucking practical and realists that we survive the way we are. I mean, you know, given it's been a lot of years. We're okay. We're here. We're so happening. We've been there. What the fuck, man? We had fun. We're still having fun.
And we're eating
pistachios. Don't smoke real cigarettes. That's the only negative thing I can see.
Which one?
We don't smoke real cigarettes anymore.
I still do from time to time.
I don't even.
Yeah, but when we sit recording stuff, we're here the whole time. So
you're bubble wrap, boob.
Hey, I'm.
You're still bubble wrap.
I'm refurbished.
Refurbished.
All right.
Anyway, before we go,
what?
Since you were talking about heaven earlier.
What heaven?
Yeah. I kind of got reminded with what my doctors and the nurses.
Your doctors are priests and.
No, well, my surgeon, after when I got back to a checkup.
You mean your technicians?
My surgeon.
Yeah, the technicians. You're the humans
that assist you in your medical challenge.
Okay.
But then he goes like, when you were under, did you see anything or anyone?
Angels.
Because apparently he asked that.
Green eyes.
He asked that with all his patients.
Being religious and everything.
Being him religious and everything, right? So then it goes like, because it's common that they tell him that, oh, I saw a light, and then I saw my.
And then it's gone, and there wasn't any Lotto numbers. They told me to go back because
he still got stuff to do. So that's how I went back, and then here I am. Mm-hmm. So
no Lotto numbers or anything.
No. So he asks me, right? Like, did you feel anything, or you know, the usual questions? Like, did you see anyone from like a dead relatives or something like that? I go like, no. To be honest, my last recollection was in the ER, staring at the operating room, staring at the lights, and then you told me to count back from 100. I mean, the anesthesiologist told me to count back from 100 with the thing on my face, and then I know I got to 80, and then it was all black.
What the fuck, man? Took you like 80?
Usually count back from 100
to 80. That's fucking 20. People usually have it even 90.
He drinks a lot.
Okay, whatever, dude. But fucking 80? Are you seriously?
So basically 20 seconds.
No, it wasn't like I didn't go to 80. I'm like in the 80s.
Somewhere.
All usually I remember is I got to the 80s. I passed 90.
All right.
So like 80, like 89. They're like, I can't remember anymore. Right, black. Next thing I remember, I got up. I woke up
in the recovery room.
In the recovery room with like a shit ton of.
That's where we get tubes. All the text messages as well. Yeah, we remember.
They didn't even
that.
Give me my phone. I got tubes. On my chest, I got tubes on my neck, I got tubes down my throat. And then they told me like...
And then everybody was saying like, you're going to live after all, because instead of 3 days, you woke up like a few hours after. I remember that.
Yeah.
And I was there. Were you there? I was there when we brought you.
Yeah, when you wheeled me in.
Yeah, I was there. Me and your sisters, I think. Yeah.
And then they told me that they stopped my heart for 5 hours.
5 hours? Yeah. You should have seen Jesus in his eyes.
That's what I'm saying. But I didn't see nothing.
You didn't have
Or Tutankhamen in your case or whatever, dude. No like one. A fucking Lotto 655 draw combination.
Or something, you know?
Yeah, because you're not into the Jesus and Tutankhamen and whatever else, anyways.
I saw no one.
Oh, shit, dude. You're boring. Dude, no wonder God has forsaken you over the last 20 years.
I don't really mind. I expected that.
God says, you're fucking boring.
No, what
you
I mean
don't
is,
see anything. So, like,
What I mean is, I've had that in my head when I got in.
Yeah.
So of course I'm not going to see anything because it's not. It wasn't on my head.
Yeah, because seeing anything is in your subconscious and how you're brought up, and as you were growing up, like what you've learned, questions you have about life, and any event in your life you equate or relate it to like a freaking whatever, including God's blessings, if you may. That's you don't do that. That's so unconsciously, when you're in pain, it's not going to get included.
All I'm saying is, you know, and he was surprised. Like,
Me, I get reminded that there is a God from time to time. So if I go through something like some shit like that, I'm probably going to remember like, we're out there. God did some mysterious ways, and then Bono's fucking telling me like, fuck you, that's my song. But, you know, I was like, you thought about it. Like, fuck you too. Like, I thought about it too. It's not even about your song. But in your case, it's probably a totally different thing.
I think he wasn't really expecting that response. Yeah.
Why would you?
No, he wasn't expecting that response.
Who's not expecting the response?
My surgeon.
Yeah, because your surgeon probably goes to church every Sunday. He was expecting something else.
When you don't want to see somebody or something, and then you don't see it, why would you be surprised?
True.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
All right.
Exactly.
Yeah. And like before the operation, one of the doctors came to the room explaining the procedure, what they're going to do.
I was still there when she did that.
And then, this was before that, the day before that. The anesthesiologist. Okay.
All right.
So I'll put you under, this is what I'm going to use, I'll give you this much. And then if it needs...
So if you do believe in a God thing, that's horseshit, and it's not going to happen sometime.
Like, by the way, it helps if you pray. Mm. And then all my brothers...
And then you go, what made you say that?
No, I just kept saying, it's a smile. Like, you know, I don't confront people who tell me that. And then contrary to what my memes would say, but my brother and my sisters, they all started looking at me. And they started laughing.
And then what the doctor
they
say?
They know me so well.
What did the doctor say?
Bakit? Hindi ka ba nagdadasal?
Hindi ka religious?
Ganun. Well, he didn't really say religious.
Worse, I'm an atheist. I never believed that anybody existed.
No, because her only question was, hindi ka ba nagdadasal? Okay lang, may tao talagang ganyan. So I'm like, all right, at least she doesn't really, you know.
She's open.
Yeah.
Huh? Oh, man, that's crazy.
Practically, practicality, if you want to be practical about it, it's just like talking about insurance. I mean, you're 100% sure that I'm not going to need it. Mm-hmm. But then again, at the end, if you do need it, you're going to say, I fucked up, man.
I should have gotten one.
Yeah. I remember that classic line. I fucked up, man. Yeah,
so that's basically the whole thing. I mean, you don't believe it, you'll need it, fine. But what if you're going to, you know, find out later on?
Like, you know, it's case to case with everybody. Like, show me a sign. If you ask me, I go show me a sign.
Yeah, I mean, that's the reason why I respect agnostics.
Sometimes it's up to you to recognize, like, this is the sign, right? I mean, me, personally, I watch a movie. I see something, and I go, this is a fucking sign. Makes me believe, like, you know, I'm okay. It's fucking faith. I don't have to explain it to you. It's faith.
That's why.
I don't know with other people, but that's how it is.
The story of Thomas is something that I can respect. I mean, you doubt it, but when you were faced with it, you looked for proof that it happened. But to totally deny that there's something in it. I mean, you know, I could go on and on. Yeah. John Lennox would be a better person to talk about this. They met face to face with Richard Dawkins about this and. Mm-hmm. Still, I mean, Richard Dawkins has a point.
In my case,
Jen Lennox has a point.
Or in my case, it's freaking Jim Morrison, a freaking celebration of the lizard, man. So, yeah, anything goes. Dude, I'm telling you, like, you know, earlier I was watching a movie and I go, this is a freaking sign. Because I can relate, like, I'm watching it and I go, yeah, that happened to me. So yeah, there could be something up there that I can't explain. So yeah,
I think that's the only thing that my family's holding on to. That one day, I'll just revert back.
No, it's not that. I mean, it's not even that. It's if I'm wrong, you will never get the chance mm-hmm. to tell Jesse in the afterlife you're wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
If I'm right, mm-hmm. I'll be in your face. You fucked up, dude.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. True. True.
You're
true.
Gonna. You're. Yeah. Anyway.
How it is? Interesting. We ought to talk about religion in one of the episodes, right?
We did.
Already did.
Oh, we did.
Like a lot of
Rod,
times.
Good friend of ours from Davao, he finally talked about watches, and I shared it on my page. Because, like, for the longest time,
after listening to you, I've been looking at watches, and I've been trying to. I'm in the process of convincing my wife to invest in one.
Nice, nice.
I'm going to start off with something in the mid 20s range.
Let's go. Tomorrow. Right,
okay. Tissot.
Huh?
Tissot.
Mid 20s?
Yeah.
Really?
Me, I'm more into like
resale value. Is pretty good.
Tissot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Why would you resell a freaking watch?
No, I mean, we're talking about value in the future after we have used it.
Or, okay, nah, this is too premature to be talking about this. Once we close this episode, you watch the episode where John Mayer was interviewing Ed Sheeran. It was an hour's worth of episode on YouTube. Just type John Mayer and Ed Sheeran.
All right. I'll check it out.
You will get a bird's eye view of how it is to be a collector, how it is to be conscious about value of the watches you collect, and how it is to be just a collector and don't care about boxes of watches and don't care about the value because you just wanted to wear the watch and you just wanted to talk to the owners of the freaking tradition to give you like something you want with a watch that they've been creating for generations, because that's what Ed Sheeran did.
Maybe this is something we'll talk about in the next episode.
He talked to Patek, told them, can you replace London with Farmingham or something? His place.
Mm-hmm.
And they did.
They did?
For that only watch that he wears.
Really?
And the funny thing is, Ed Sheeran, you know Ed Sheeran, right? He's the artist. Ed Sheeran doesn't sell his watches. He doesn't care about values or anything values. Because he wears, yeah. He collects.
I think that's the market of a true collector.
So that's the only watch, that's the only Patek Philippe that says Farmingham instead of London. And he wears it.
But to be honest, I think that's the mark of a true collector. Yeah, and it doesn't just, you know, not just with watches, but with anything else.
Yeah.
You buy something for you and not actually.
And the funny thing is with Patek,
that's why
it will cost you about like $3 to $7 million.
That's why I can't
in pesos, right?
Yeah, that's why I can't respect these guys who value their sneakers like 300,000, a million pesos.
I never cared about sneakers.
Yeah, that's why.
Screw that.
That's why I can't relate to them because they.
You step on shit and then you sell your shoes
because they're buying something with immense monetary value in order to resell it in some point in the future.
Nah.
You're not collecting.
No. The collection
you're literally like playing the stock market.
Yep.
You're engaged in buy and sell. And that's not a collector.
Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing about Ed is like he had this okay, he has a Patek. And then one of the few watches that he has which is an AP. It's like he goes out of his way to talk to these AP people to give them like a specific design of a watch that he wanted. I mean, the Audemars Piguet actually costs like in Philippine peso, a basic Royal Oak probably costs you about 26 million pesos right now if you buy one. He has like a fucking white AP with specifics of the colors that he wanted. And AP said, yeah, okay, we can make that for you. He has that. He has the watch. All white, ceramic and everything, even the strap.
Mm-hmm.
You know he's not going to sell it. You know it's going to be in his cabinet. You know it's going to be with him until he dies and gives it to his son.
And then his son sells it.
Yeah. in 20, 30 years' time, most likely it will. But yeah, you're getting into the scary rabbit hole, man, I'm telling you.
Which is why I'm still in the hunt for Butch.
No, and you know how everybody started with the rabbit hole in the Philippines? Seiko, dude.
Yeah, Seiko.
You start with Seiko and then you go crazy. Yeah, you're going to end up with some crazy stuff. We're probably not going to reach the AP and Patek level. That's pretty much like up there. But
so you're saying I need to go visit Wadu?
The Seiko thing, it's there.
Yeah, I know. It's there.
It's there.
I think they're the only ones I'll trust with a Seiko diver.
If you want a good Seiko, you talk to one of the owners at Wado and get a good one. Because, next episode, I know our good friend in Davao that I shared, they were like in a Davao Watch Club. Mm-hmm. They're in the higher level because they're into that stuff for a lot of years. So they own like a Panerai and a Submariner and all that. We're not into that level. So we're probably going to talk about something like when you start collecting. We can talk about that. And we can mention something like, what are the watches you should check out? The difference between buying a fake Rolex and like an homage instead. Mm-hmm. It's like you have a Rolex Submariner. You can't afford it. You buy a fake Submariner.
Mm-hmm. Might as well get an homage.
That's an insult.
Yeah.
Get a fucking Seiko homage of the Submariner. It's an original Seiko with the logo and everything. Mm-hmm. And it's genuine. It's paying homage to
Rolex.
The Submariner. Mm-hmm. Rolex, yeah, exactly. Something like that. And then that's a topic for another day. That's a pretty wide, interesting topic, actually. Okay. But yeah, people get the kick out of like getting the watch. Some actually is like waiting in the wires that people will call them. So what they ordered a year ago is on the way. Okay. That's the collector's kick out of the whole thing. And then you look at like the pretty basic collector brand would be Rolex, where they show you three prizes. Mm-hmm. If you're into collecting, they show you three prizes: the market price, the peak price, and the retail price. So if let's say a Rolex Daytona right now would retail at $35,000. The peak price of that thing is $70,000 because whenever it's available in the market, people just snatch it and it's gone. Mm-hmm. And then the retail, the peak, and then the actual price that's out in the market is, if it's 35 for the retail, the market price is 36. Mm-hmm. 36 is if you're willing to wait. Like, you go to a Rolex outlet somewhere in Manila by appointment. Hello. You can't just go there and show up and buy a watch. Mm-hmm. You call appointment the day after. You show up. You pay. You wait. Mm-hmm. 36.
Rolex has a showroom in, I think it's along 5th and mm-hmm. 61st mm-hmm. or 62nd.
But with collectors, anyway, Rolex is like in the lower level.
Yeah, what I mean is, they have a showroom, mm-hmm. you can't see anything inside.
Nope.
They got like showcase, like cases, mm-hmm. there's no watches.
Yep.
You see the box.
Green with a crown. Yeah, that's it.
That's it. Mm-hmm. But you don't see actual watches.
Nope.
They always say, oh, it's not in stock. It's not in stock. It's back for it. It's going to be.
Yeah. Yep.
It's kind of like what they do with the Jordan. I think Nike got that from Rolex.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, they release that with the shoes and everything. Yeah.
They release a certain type of Jordan, mm-hmm. and then they go like, all right, they can always make like a few hundred, mm-hmm. Like a couple hundred thousands.
But they
want. But no, they'll make a couple of like a couple thousands.
Want to keep the price? Get jacked up.
I didn't sell anything.
This is why capitalism has a bad name.
I can never get sneakerheads on, but with watches, I know it's a jewelry one. I know it's a jewelry. Like
no, what I mean is. That's why, like I said, I can't respect these sneaker collectors because they don't collect. They're just holding on
The prices go up.
And then just like any other stock market.
Yep.
Sometimes you fuck up and the prices actually go down. So you lose a couple of thousands or a couple hundred thousand.
With watch collection, especially if you're into like, you know, because I wanted to wear it. And then you go stay in the level where you're at in your life. When you start collecting watches and you're actually trying to supplement your watch collection hobby with...
I think most Asians...
With the way you earn money and handle your business in life so you'll be able to sustain your hobby, your watches actually will tell a story. Like when you start, you're earning something and then you're collecting a two-door or let's say whatever. Dude, even a quartz thing like a Hanoa Wenger Swiss military watch.
Some Hamiltons or...
Hamiltons. Dude, Hamilton's expensive.
No, but it's not that.
Yeah. And then two-door and whatever. And then Tissot or whatever. And then, you know, you do a little bit better in the business and then you get into the Submariner category and then you start going up.
I think most Asians start with their watch collections with a Swatch. Back in the 80s. Like people our age.
Swatch. And then they start searching with Swatch and then they find out they bought Omega and then they find out about the Moonwatch. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you start looking for the Moonwatch, which is right now like 193,000 pesos. The Moonwatch is the only watch that went to the moon. So that's why it's called the Moonwatch. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's crazy. It's like, I don't know, man. It's a relationship between your wrist giving life to a watch that will give you something you need in return. That is something that women cannot explain. Why men are into mechanical watches. It's the thing that you...
Because men like either things that plug into a wall or those words.
You're giving life to something on your wrist. You take it out of your wrist, the watch dies. It sleeps until you pick it up again. And then sets it, and that's how it is.
That's why you gotta shake your wrist in order to get it alive.
Not necessarily. I mean,
not just the watch.
If you have a movement like NH35, then you wind it, and then it works. But for as long as it's in your wrist, it's okay. Until you leave it alone, and then you have like a reserve power of 2 days or a little bit more.
I just learned something today.
What?
We should start talking about watches in the next episode because apparently you're nice.
Who, me?
You.
I'm nicer when I'm talking about watches.
Watches.
Yeah, because I'm like a newbie in watches, but yeah. I'm interested. No, I want to learn more.
What I mean is you're nice, sir.
I want to influence...
A lot less...
bitchy.
I want to influence people to get into that because it's a nice thing to do. Instead of getting... something really violent out of this world. Let's have mechanical watches,
yeah, like
man.
Getting violated in the bunghole.
What the fuck, dude? Yeah, I mean, you know, you service the account.
That's what goes back. I was just proving a point.
Yeah, there you go. That's
that note. Next week, next episode, we'll
Kikuchi
talk about watches.
Nakagawa. We'll have that. You knew about the story about Kikuchi Nakagawa?
Tell me on the next episode.
No. It was the funny thing is they were saying, these big collectors, they were saying like, you know what? Sometimes it's so crazy. You're collecting all this Patek and Nautilus Patek. And what's the other one? Audemars Piguet, Royal Oak, which is
Breitling's.
Yeah, 20 million, Breitling, whatever. And then you get sick and tired of it. Breitling, whatever. You take a break from it and you want to buy a watch that's normal looking just to get by. I mean, like, you know, take a break from a Patek or a Royal Oak. A Royal Oak, when you wear it, I think everybody's going to look at you like, what the fuck, dude? Your watch who's is that? Crazy. Oh, right?
What's the other watch? It costs like a couple of $1 million.
What's that?
Richard Mille.
Like 0511.
Yeah.
Yeah. $20 million.
There
the white
go.
One.
Jesus.
Yeah. And it's fucking, dude, silicone strap and all that.
But if you see the movement, oh my God.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, that these are like, newcomers in the market, by the way.
But they command such a
Richard
huge
Mille
price.
Is a newcomer in the market, but they demand like $5 million or up. Anyways, so, yeah. So they wanted to take a break, right? These big collectors. So they go, one collector would tell you like, dude, you want to take a break? You're a new collector, get a Kikuchi Nakagawa watch. So they did. And it's like, oh, it's so simple. It's so nice. So me being a newbie in all these things, I looked it up. Dude, they're taking a break. A freaking Kikuchi Nakagawa is 1.5 million pesos, dude. And they don't display anywhere.
Yeah.
You call them up, they go to your hotel and show you their products. And you pick one, you pay, and then they... Dude, the Kikuchi Nakagawa
you pay with
is
your black card.
So beautiful.
You pay with your black card.
Yeah. It's so nice. But this is like in the category of... Because Kikuchi Nakagawa is $20,000. Mm-hmm. That means if you're into the Submariner, which is in the level of $5,000, you don't deserve a Kikuchi Nakagawa. You got to be like a crazy collector to get that shit, dude. Otherwise, that would be one of the other collectors that you're going to do. It's interesting, man. So I shared one of my friend in Davao. He has this page, and I shared it on Facebook. And he was wearing a cap that says AP, and they were talking about watches. In the Philippines, I could only dream for being able to even try out an AP, like an Audemars Piguet. If you say Patek Philippe, everybody talks about Patek Philippe. Yeah, that like what, 7-8 million?
Because that's what your president has.
Yeah, and then presidents in the U.S. would be like a Datejust Oyster Perpetual Rolex.
Rolexes.
These collector guys, they have like an AP, like Audemars Piguet, which is like, what, $30 million. The Royal Oak. There's an homage from Seiko, which will cost you about between 8,000 to 10,000 pesos.
I can't believe it. He's so nice.
See? Now, switch back to LGBT.
Fuck that shit, dude. What? No. Forget it.
All right. Let's end this.
They just want to brainwash the fucking aliens out of
us. Yeah,
man.
Yeah. Okay, say goodnight,
Greg.
No
way, man. No way.
Promise, next episode we'll talk about your watch.
Not my watch.
No, I mean your love for watches.
I started...
Your obsession with watches.
It's not even collecting. I started getting interested.
When are we going to talk about guns?
Next. Yeah, after the watches.
Talk about
why
guns.
Why not guns?
Why?
It's the time of the... It's
so violent.
Have you seen the news?
Yeah.
I'll get triggered.
Right now, my wife is in another place. I was short of asking her, like, can you go to this homage place where she can get, like, this... There's an homage of the Royal Daytona. Royal Daytona from Rolex... The highest price would probably be the Paul Newman, which was $15 million in an auction in one of those times back, like a couple of years back. Cristiano Ronaldo, the football player.
Got it.
He had like a rare Arabic version of the watch that's only available in the Middle East. I looked it up. Dude,
it's not going to blow up, right?
Well, hopefully not, because it's 28 million pesos. I'm like, oh man. And in my drunken days back in the day,
I have an Arabic watch.
Like,
it counts down to zero.
The funny thing is, right now, there was this video where John Mayer was interviewing Ed Sheeran on YouTube about watches. Mm-hmm. One of the watches that was showcased by Ed Sheeran was a G-Shock.
Really?
Dude, if you look at Facebook right now, that yellow G-Shock is coming out like crazy because that was the watch. It's $180. But it was worn by Ed Sheeran. Ed Sheeran is one of the biggest watch collectors who happens to be a celebrity. And then between an APA, which is like a 30 million peso watch, and a 5,000 peso 69. I even have a 6900 in my watch collection right now.
See, he has a collection.
I have an Arabic watch that can only be worn once.
In Gaza at 3 p.m. during prayer time. Oh, shit. Did I just say that? We're going to go, man. We're going to go.
See, you got triggered. Oh, shit. All right. Say goodnight, Jeff.
Goodnight, Jeff.
Goodnight, Ryan. We're going to go. Bye.
Talk and then some. TNT.